farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, we continue to share how to mitigate the effects of drought on crops and livestock. And later, our proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
The JIS Heritage Poster Competition is here again. If you are an artistic teenager, the JIS Heritage Poster Competition is just for you. All registered secondary school students are eligible to enter. All you have to do is this. Complete the entry form on the JIS website, jis.gov.jm. Then, create a poster using images provided in the picture resources on the JIS website. And the topic? A moment in the life of a Jamaican national hero. Ensure that your poster is no larger than 11 inches by 17 inches and keep a copy of your poster. Posters will be judged on interpretation of the topic, originality, and presentation. Now for the submission details. Upload computer-designed posters using a cloud storage service such as Dropbox, SkyDrive, or Google Drive. Mail or drop off illustrated posters at the JIS head office or Montego Bay office. Deadline for submission is Saturday, October 31, 2015. So come on, unleash your creativity and win lots of prizes. For more information, contact the Jamaica Information Service at 926-374-026, extension 2137-2023, or email heritageposter@jis.gov.jm.
The National Irrigation Commission, NIC, is encouraging sugarcane farmers to utilize efficient means of getting water to their crops. One such way is to water the field using a rotation system, such as every other row instead of in large blocks. Farmers are also being encouraged to invest in irrigation technology.
For those farmers who can purchase the proper technologies, drip irrigation systems, etc., we encourage them to use those means because those put the water exactly where the water is needed at the root of the crops.
Lorraine Geddes MacDonald, Commercial Manager, NIC. In addition to short and medium-term strategies to mitigate drought effects on crops, there are measures to put into practice for livestock. Drought mitigation tips for livestock include storage for watering animals.
If you're operating livestock and you have a barn, you put guttering systems around it and ensure that you have storage to take the water that will be produced in those gutters so that you might have water to water your animals during the dry periods.
Keeping animals in shaded areas.
Animals demand less water when they are kept in cool environments.
And allowing animals to go out at night.
We know that you might not want to have them wandering too far at night, but if you have a barn, don't lock them up in the barn. You might have an area around the barn. It's best to allow them outside because in the nights it's also cooler.
Fish farmers are also encouraged to reduce stocking rate.
If you do not have to put fish in your ponds when there is limited availability of water, we encourage you not to because, you know, your investment might be impacted negatively if you are not able to have enough water to ensure that the oxygen level and so on is not impacted.
Lorraine Geddes MacDonald, Commercial Manager, NIC. And now for our proverb of the day. Was sweeter mouth at a belly. And this means, some things are not good for us, although they appear to be exactly what we want. We should be cautious about what we latch onto, lest we cause ourselves much pain and embarrassment.
Trying to buy a home but finding it hard to come up with a 10 to 15% down payment? Well, it has just been made easier for you to get a 97% mortgage. Ask your mortgage provider if they participate in the mortgage insurance plan administered by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank and how you can qualify for a 97% mortgage. The Jamaica Mortgage Bank, facilitating safe and affordable home ownership for all Jamaicans.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.